on Q105.
9:37, winding down our Tuesday offering. Hey, short work week. Bam!
Oh, yeah.
For all of us this time. Love that. It's Q105. Partly sunny early today. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon with a high near 70. 61 at the Cumulus compound. All right, it's our friend Sherry from Slidell, Louisiana. Hello, Sherry. You're on the queue.
I just heard y'all talking about armor. Y'all better pray it don't go nowhere. That thing's going to be a monster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to hit you guys, so what do you care? Screw Florida.
It's not a nice thing. After a person who wrote out Katrina and Betsy when I was two, let me tell you, what you wrote out when you were living here, that was nothing. That was a speed bump.
Yeah.
Compared to Katrina and Harvey. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, we didn't get that one.
Yeah, well, they're still suffering down there. And they say this might be as expensive as Katrina, is what they're saying now, that Harvey might get up to that kind
of
money. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Because of the damage. You know, you can move up north. We got room for you, Sherry.
I can come see y'all.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Book a trip soon when y'all do your disco party.
There you go.
Move up. Then you don't.
Studio, but at least I can see y'all doing your little disco thing.
Exactly.
Your little disco thing.
It is little. Used to be bigger. Anyway, no, that's a great thing about when we move back up north. I'm like, don't have to worry about hurricanes anymore.
Don't live in a bowl.
No,
hard way to live.
This is home for me. I've been here almost all my life, so it's home. It's home.
Do you have a thing you do during Hurricane Sherry?
Yeah, drink.
Like, seriously, like, do you have a routine?
Well, when we stayed 12 years ago, we just kind of hunkered down. I think we lost power between 5:30 and 6. We listened to Bob Breck, which I'm sure Denny remembers him.
Awesome weather, dude.
They were starting taking on water, I'd say, about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And that's when we lost power. He's gang, we're taking on water, I got to go.
Yeah.
So I can't really say there's anything you
but
really
But she's
do.
In Slidell. Slidell is like north and east of New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, so and so if it didn't move just a little bit, we could have, it was already a semi-direct hit, but if it was more of a direct hit, I wouldn't be talking to y'all. There would be nothing left.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe unless y'all physically go there. It looks like a bomb went off.
Really?
Even along the Gulf Coast. I mean, there was nothing.
Yeah.
It was all gone. Houses shipped off the foundation.
Oh, it's
Someone
crazy.
Took the foundation with it. And, of course, Denny, you know where Chalmette and all that is. That was all completely devastated.
Yes.
But it's just a mess.
Yeah. Well, that's why we live up north.
Yeah, I know. One day I get a chance to come see y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to book a trip before y'all's little disco thing.
All right, June. Nice. When is it next year? June 22nd.
22.
Next year, June 22nd. Next summer.
I don't know if I get a chance to meet y'all in person, but I would love to meet. That
oh,
is,
we're worth the trip.
Okay, well. Well, I'm going to. I just paid off my Mac bill, so I just got a few more bills left, and I'm done, hon.
Oh.
Lovely Paul.
Yeah, hey, Mama. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. You'd Paul be making out on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. Call me a damn Yankee all you want.
Making out on the dance floor. His girlfriend might get jealous.
That's right.
Oh, who knows if she'll still be around by then.
It's all right. She'll be drunk.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Poor Paul.
Yeah, Paul's got an open relationship.
Yep. As far as you know.
Yep.
All right, Sherry,
Plenty
gotta go.
Fish.
All right, bye, Dwellin', bye.
See ya, bye. All right, so before I tell you
to
about all the cool things that are going on with the relief, Trisha and I have a bet. She says the Browns are going to win 4 games or less. I am being optimistic, saying they're going to win at least 5. So the loser will have to wear, I would have to wear Ohio State gear if I lose. She would have to wear Steelers gear for a week.
That is so much worse.
That's at 50%.
By the way,
of the 50% of the votes, that's what they want us the bet to be. A loser shaves Paul from neck to waist, including his back patch. That's only 22%.
Winner Paul.
Loser shaves one eyebrow, which I love that one.
No.
That's only at 28%.
Thank
so
you.
We're going to continue this tomorrow.
I love you, listeners. Please don't let it be.
And see, because people want to tune in. They want you to win so they can tune in to watch me on Facebook Live, which, by the way, is brought
Whatever.
To you by
Works
Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. They want to tune in to see me in that garbage. Yeah. That'll wreck my damn day.
It will be so entertaining, people. I think you really want that one.
Wreck your week.
No.
Bring
so
the
anyway,
cheerleader costume.
That's on Facebook.
I'll bring my cheerleader
Let's
costume.
That's on Facebook
that.
Live,
and
by the way.
And my pom-poms.
Yes.
But yeah. Somebody texted me. Let's see. Loser has to give Paul a pedicure. No thanks.
Already did.
Do shorter clips so people can't Shazam. Really?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, you could have done that.
I don't think you can Shazam that because it's 5 different songs.
Yep.
I don't know if it'll catch it quick enough.
No,
but it doesn't matter. The contest works, so bite me. And cats can make over 100 different sounds and tones.
I did not know that. That is so fun.
And 98 of them are, I'm going to kill you.
I really really do. I'm serious.
Somebody getting more information on the thing we're doing next Tuesday.
There you go.
That's
Let's
cool.
see. Oh, it's a Cat 5 now. Yeah. Irma's a Cat 5.
Oh, she's really ticked off.
Which is 175 miles per hour winds, which is unbelievable.
Her name is Irma.
Trisha, you would look hot in black and gold.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, God.
All right, so
black
speaking of football,
color, but...
JT Watt, Houston Flood Relief Fund. It's at youcaring.com. Somebody looked that up right now. youyoucaring.com. Mm-hmm. It hasn't slowed down. Over the weekend, he raised the goal again to $20 million. A week ago, goal was $200,000. Last time we checked, it was at $19.5 million. My guess is it's over that.
Build a whole new neighborhood with that. Wow.
Yeah, you can do a lot of work with that kind of money, dude. $20 million. But still, it's going to be billions when it's all said and done. Michael Strahan... with his lift, is in hot water with ABC. According to the New York Post, they're upset with him because he didn't cut his vacation short to come back to report on Hurricane Harvey last week. They thought he would because he's from Houston. They asked him to come home, but he refused and is still floating around on a yacht in Greece somewhere, and ABC is really upset. No, he's back now.
Yeah, he's in Houston right now.
Yeah, he's there now. So this must have been over the weekend.
Yeah.
So... some other celebrity donations. Paul Simon and Edie Brickell. Remember her?
Wow.
Edie Brickell mm-hmm. used to say. They donated $1 million to Harvey Relief. Taylor Swift made a very sizable donation to the Houston Food Bank, but she's keeping it quiet. Pink donated $500,000 to the Red Cross. And Justin Biebs and accepted Kevin Hart's challenge to donate $25,000. Don't you think if you're a big-time celebrity like that and you only do $25,000, people are going to hammer you?
Well,
because you got all these other celebrities like, oh, I don't know, Pink, half a mil.
Yeah.
He's worth a lot more than Pink.
And he is a big celebrity, so yeah.
Yeah.
See how
he's a little celebrity.
He's tiny.
Tiny, big celebrity.
So anyway, so remember, Cinco today, we're raising money. So if you want to help out that way and have a couple of margaritas.
Come have lunch with me and come have dinner with Jenny.
You got
Jenny.
It.
The Houston Astros Hurricane Relief Fund under youcaring.com has raised $146,812 so far.
It's at $19,700,000. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So they're pretty darn close. Yeah. So they're close to
the $20 million. Relief Fund.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. Very cool. Now, tonight, TV. For the love of God, don't watch The Bachelor Whore in Paradise, Susie, tonight at 8. I'm forbidding you. I'm watching football last night, and I'm flipping over to that crap during the commercials. It's so god-awful.
Know.
They had the Waboom's nemesis back.
Yeah, Blake.
What's his name? Blake?
Uh-huh.
And the dude is still talking about the Waboom dude.
Are you serious?
He's
he
still
hasn't
talk-
let that go?
No! It's so god-awful. America's Got Talent tonight, live show, 8 o'clock.
All right.
That's what you're going to watch.
That's my alternative.
Yep.
That's what you're going to watch. I forbid you from watching that other crap.
Oh, have you seen any of America's Got Talent yet?
Bits and pieces.
Okay.
We have a special guest in
studio.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell
race
we
car legend,
oh
supermodel.
It's the weasel.
What'd we do?
Are you firing Paul because he keeps eating all the Chick-fil-A? I say yes. Let's do that.
You found out.
Yes. Is this off air or on air?
Weasel.
He knows better than to show
on
up.
On air or off air? So.
Better be off air.
Paul's in trouble.
Gotta go.
All right, well, we better sign off then. Hold
Hurry
on.
Hurry up.
Flip over to this. So we gotta go. All right, nice job today, Paul. Sounds like it could be your last day.
Maybe the last time I'll say you're the best. Have a good one.
There you go. Trisha, way to go.
Thanks for the ride. See you tomorrow.
Susan, you're rock
solid.
Thanks,
boss. Thanks, listeners. All right, Russ.